Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة. حيا على الفلاح. حيا على الفلاح. الصلاة خير من النوم. الصلاة خير من النوم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
آمين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. As-salamu alaykum, my dear brothers and sisters, and Eid Mubarak. This is your brother, student, Mr. Abdul Mutakir Muhammad. We're working out the kinks, our dear brothers and sisters, but we want to welcome you to the Umma Reflex, our podcast where we strive, and it was our goal to help each believer to get off to a good start this morning. each morning during the blessed month of Ramadan. And we thank you for joining us, and we pray that the words of our guest speakers was of some benefit, some aid to all of us during this blessed month of Ramadan. We were blessed yesterday to hear from our sister, Sheikha Laisha Prime, and she gave us powerful words yesterday. We thank Allah. We thank Allah for her. We thank Allah for all of those speakers who came on these lines before. We thank Allah for our guest speaker today. And to take us further into our program will be our brother and friend, Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad. Brother Akbar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and servant. First, I want to say Eid Mubarak. I want to thank our brothers and sisters who put this program together. And yes, we iron out the kinks, but we keep going. Today, I'll be introducing National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it's a blessing to be able to introduce him, a helper of the minister, someone who makes the difference of what happens in the nation. And he's a special, special son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother Ishmael. And before I bring him on, I wanted to mention a few things about our program and what it means to so many of us, not only here in America or in Chicago, but throughout the world. It has impacted the world. I must say that Sister Nisa and the staff, they have actually impacted the world, the countries. The Ummah reflects it impact countries around the world. And it's beautiful when Nisa can name the countries. And so today, the Assistant to Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Ishmael, will be speaking to us. And we hope and pray to Allah that those brothers and sisters who are listening throughout the world will reflect on what this program has meant to so many of us. And those who are not able to be with us, they are there in spirit. I thank Allah for the minister giving me an opportunity to be a part of it. There's one little caveat that I want to mention, and that is when the minister invited guests to the mosque in New York, and he invited them as helpers, what they could do to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spread this word. And in spreading that word, he did a newspaper article, or I should say the New York Times did a newspaper article, and a man named Mr. Ali Sandoga came to help to see what he could do. It was a beautiful sight. He ended up going to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's home, and he ended up telling the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he thought he could be of help. And as Allah is my witness, he became a great help to the minister. He helped the minister with the fish program. He helped the minister with the calligraphy that is in the mosque. And he stayed with us. Mr. Dober was the one who told the brothers and sisters about the Turks and how they do the calligraphy in mosque all over the world. And the friendship. Mr. Dover's daughter became a great writer for the newspaper, the Turkish newspaper. And the father asked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad if he could sign a Quran for his daughter. And the minister said, I don't usually sign Holy Qurans, but he said, for you, I will do that. And he autographed, Yasmin is her name, and he autographed the Quran with Yasmin's name in it and presented it to her. and it's a part of our unbelievable history in terms of the rise and the building of the Nation of Islam. So I thank you, Brother Ishmael. If you are ready to go on the international, I shouldn't say that, the host of this show, the international representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that I have that title, I cherish it, and the people throughout the world who know the minister, his work, and what it represents. So, Brother Ishmael, if you're there, you can go right on.
Thank you so very much, Brother Minister, Student Minister Akbar Muhammad. Thank you for your kind words of introduction and, of course, the wonderful words that you share with us every day throughout this month of Ramadan, taking us back down a tremendous road of history and accomplishment. So I and we are very grateful to you, Brother Akbar. Let us begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the world. We thank Allah for His many blessings, His many gifts, His goodness and His mercy and His grace to each and every one of us who believe in Him, and even the non-believer receives of Allah's grace and His mercy. As a student and follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we have been taught to thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and this marvelous revelation from Allah in the Holy Quran. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We thank Allah for his intervention in our affairs in the person of Master R. Muhammad, the great Mahdi, who has guided us to his straight path by giving to us the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as one to lead us, guide us, and bring us into the path of righteousness and Islam with the great help of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their names that I greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I'm honored to come on this wonderful prayer line this morning on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who's a little under the weather, and he asked me to share a few words as we now celebrate Eid Ramadan, Eid Mubarak, the end of this great month of Ramadan. Beloved brothers and sisters, we have been purified through the fast. We have been purified with constant prayers and the reading of the Quran and performing acts of kindness and by feeding the poor. In this month of Ramadan, we refrained from arguing and quarreling with one another, doing those things that Allah has forbidden us to do, and making Allah our exclusive object of worship. Now, brothers and sisters, let's keep the peace and the spirit that this blessed month of Ramadan gave us. We are reminded in this Ramadan, what really matters in life, what is really important above anything that is important in our lives, and that is Allah. Ramadan is given to us from Allah so that we may exalt the greatness of Allah for having guided us, and so that we may give thanks. In our prayer and Fatiha, we ask Allah to guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom He has bestowed favors. Allah has guided us through His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to the right path. We, the black man and woman in America who were taken from our people and land, and the enemy took away from us our religion of Islam. But thanks be to Allah, the great Mahdi, for raising the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to guide us to his path, that we may be successful in sending a light from the west to the east to give guidance to all who would be guided. In our prayer, we are saying, O Allah, grant us your favor. Guide us to that straight path that will allow us to have your favor. Allah says in the Quran, surely this Quran guides to that which is most upright and give good news to the believers who do good. And theirs is a great reward. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us that doing good, and you may set up favor not only for yourself, but for your offspring. That the doing of good, not just because you want the reward, but the reward of God, he reminds us, is real. So many of us, the minister said in one of his speeches or words on this prayer line a few years ago, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact date, but he said so many of us will get into the competition for some kind of victory and award, and sometimes it's a certificate, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's something you would desire, but the greatest desire of a Muslim is the reward of Allah. And that reward, the minister said, is his favor. And he said his favor comes in so many different ways. Favor is when he delivers you from a painful chastisement. Allah's favor is you're in an accident and your car is absolutely destroyed, but you walk away from it. That is a favor from God. When good comes into your life from whence you saw it not, that is a favor. That is good, the minister said, in your life when you are blessed with divine guidance to get you out of problems and areas of trial. That is a favor from Allah. So when those of us who fasted so that we may do good, we are securing and have secured from Allah many favors. And the fast and the observance of it has also prepared us for favors that would be given to our offspring once we leave this planet. So beautiful, brothers and sisters. Allah says in the Quran, whoever believes in Allah and the last day and does good, they have their reward with their Lord, and there is no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. We were blessed to do a lot of good in this holy month of Ramadan. We were directed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to not break our fast without thinking of our Palestinian family who are suffering greatly. They are starving. They don't have food, access to food. They're denied food, denied water. But what makes them so beautiful is that while they are pleading and making their petitions to Allah and are in great pain, they have remained mindful of their prayers. And many of them have observed this holy month of Ramadan. And with all that they're going through, brothers and sisters, guess what? They're not upset with Allah. They and we are Muslims. We say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for Allah. So what they are suffering, what they are going through, they're not cursing God. They're not kicking Allah to the curb or abandoning their faith because of the horror of their suffering. We are Muslims, and we can never complain or get upset with God for bringing something negative in our lives or a misfortune. That is to test us, to see whether or not we really are who we say we are as believers in Him. In the 90th chapter of the Holy Quran, it talks about the uphill road. And verse 12 raises the question, what will make you comprehend what the uphill road is? And the answer is given. It is to free a slave or to feed in a day of hunger, or an orphan near of kin, or a poor man lying in the dust. Then he is of those who believe and exhort one another to patience and exhort one another to mercy. These are the people of the right hand. This obligation from Allah to us to feed in the day of hunger an orphan near of kin and a poor man or poor people that are lying in the dust. We are living in these days, brothers and sisters, of great hunger and starvation on our planet and on our streets in the very cities where we live. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan directed us to go out in our cities all across the country to feed the poor. And from our hearts and by the hands of the MGT and FOI of the Nation of Islam, we are grateful and thankful that to date we have fed over 50,000 people across the country. And if it be the will of Allah, the minister will feed this week, as we celebrate Eid, another 10,000 people. All praise is due to Allah. But this, brothers and sisters, these acts of kindness, this good, we must do all the time. For verse 17 tells us of the 90th chapter that if we do this, then we are of those who are on the right hand of Allah. And we are of those who believe and exhort one another to patience and exhort one another to mercy. These acts and exhorting each other to patience during a great time of trouble and trial on our planet is what demonstrates that we are believers. For the 103rd chapter of the Quran says, by the time, surely man is in loss. But then it gives us an exception. Except those who believe and do good and exhort one another to truth and exhort one another to patience. This is the example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is the example of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to us. So brothers and sisters, as we end this great month of Ramadan, let us not forget Allah. Let us not forget our duty. Let us remember Allah. As the Quran tells us, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest form. Remember Allah as we move, as we act and talk, go about our business and daily tasks. Remember Allah reclining, sitting, standing, walking. There's a beautiful verse as I conclude in the Holy Quran in the 13th chapter, the 28th and 29th verse that reads, quote, those who believe and whose hearts find rest in remembrance of Allah. Now surely in Allah's remembrance do hearts find rest. That's so beautiful. And those who believe and do good, a good final state is theirs and a goodly return. Beloved brothers and sisters, when we petition Allah for whatever we need and whatever we want, know that He is listening. To find rest, as this Quran is saying in these verses, in remembering Allah, rest is peace, tranquility of heart and mind, rest after agitation, rest while carrying a heavy burden, rest and peace during a time of trouble. Remember Allah in all that we do, and we will find rest unto our souls. So, beloved, when the Quran says, when my servants ask concerning me, surely I am nigh, I answer the prayer of the suppliant when he calls on me. So they should hear my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. How comforting, how reassuring. He's speaking to each of us personally. He hears your and my prayers. So do not doubt this ever in your prayers. But remember, Allah hates ingratitude. Ask Allah whatever is your desire, but let's proceed it, our petition with thanks. Thanking Allah for life, thanking Him for His creation, thanking Him for our mother and our father. Thanking Him for His messenger, thanking Him for the food that we eat, the water we drink, the clothes we wear, the dwelling places where we reside, the money we receive, though it may be little, but at least we have something. And yes, even though some of us may be afflicted and suffering, may have lost a job, a mother, a father, a child, a relative, your home, may be afflicted with illness, struggling with diabetes or hypertension, cancer, or some life-threatening disease, have lost your sight, or may be losing your hearing, or have lost a limb. Whatever the affliction, whatever the struggle is in your and my life, let's take the right attitude towards those things. Because these misfortunes, there could be a fortune in the misfortune that we don't get because we take the wrong attitude. So let us give thanks, brothers and sisters. Express gratitude. Don't curse God because you have been faithful and dutiful and a misfortune has come into your life. Let's give the Lord our God thanks. And you and I will find comfort, relief, and peace with expressions of gratitude. So we thank Allah for His goodness, His mercy, His beneficence, His grace, His protection, His guidance. We thank Him for this book, Holy Quran, and the man through whom He revealed it, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thank Allah for this blessed holy month of Ramadan and giving to us this prescription to God against evil and giving us self-imposed discipline to bring us closer to Him. I thank Allah for His intervention in our affairs in the person of Master Far Muhammad, the great Mahdi. I thank Him so, so much for being in our lives to purify and resurrect us and deliver us from Satan through his messenger Messiah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let us be a grateful nation. Let us be thankful and grateful for all that Allah has brought into our lives. For if we were to count as many favors, we could not count as blessings. So thank you, Sister Nisa. Thank you, Brother Akbar. Thank you, Brother Mutakir. Thank you, Brother Shaheed. Thank you, Brother Jamil. And all of those who work in bringing us this wonderful prayer line. Thank you so much for blessing us with this prayer line. And we thank all of those who shared words on this prayer line through the month of Ramadan. May Allah's peace and blessings be on every believer on this planet. We say to each fellow believer, Eid Mubarak. And thank you, Brother Minister, for the honor to share these words on our program this morning as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Ishmael. Thank you for your words with us this morning. All praises are due to Allah. Brother, I don't think the minister could have picked a better person to deliver those words with us this morning. And may Allah continue to bless you in all that you are doing. All praises are due to Allah. Thank you, sir. Brothers and sisters, we will now ask our sister Nisa, Dr. Nisa, to give us the fast back and closing remarks. Dr. Nisa.
Yes, sir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. As-salamu alaykum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Eid Mubarak. We have an amazing audience of listeners from South Carolina to Spain to Sweden to Switzerland to South Africa. We often had a live audience this month of close to 1,000. Our listeners have made over 400,000 downloads of the podcast. We appreciate your support, and we work hard to create a program that inspires, educates, and empowers your day of fasting. We thank Allah for another opportunity to serve. It's a blessing we cherish. You are the best audience ever. Very special thanks to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for opening the program and Brother Minister Ishmael for our Eid message. We thank all of our speakers throughout the month for every word of guidance they shared. Special thanks to our listeners who immediately let us know about any glitch or technical problem. You keep us on our toes. Special thanks to the new additions to our program, two of my wonderful children, Nasser and Majida Muhammad and Khalil Muhammad, for their support. Special thanks to the Ummah Reflex team, and I cannot say this enough. Special thanks to the Ummah Reflex team, our host, Brother Musaker, the best tech person ever, Brother Shaheed, Brother Jamil, who encouraged my idea for a Ramadan program and helped it to grow. Limitless thanks to Brother Akbar, who has been our counsel, our advisor, and so much more. Our fast fact of the day, dear believers, is Allah has blessed each of us with skills and talents. The world is waiting for you to shine. Remember, Islam is not the problem. Islam is the answer. Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Nisa. Thank you for the fast fact. Brothers and sisters, well, that concludes our program. And as we close with prayer, I would ask Brother Shahid if he had a word or two he would like to say as he closes us with prayer. Brother Shahid.
As-salamu alaykum and Eid Mubarak. I think all that needs to be said has been said. I will only say, dear believers, let us hold fast to the fast of Ramadan for the rest of our lives. So in closing this beautiful prayer line, let us assume the position of prayer, and we will close with Al-Fatiha. قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين
آمين آمين. Brothers and sisters, as we close our program, on behalf of our guest speaker, student minister, the national assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, student minister Ishmael Muhammad, we thank Allah for you, sir, and your family, and all that you do to aid and assist the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in spreading this powerful word of Islam. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his family, as we close, we want to all say we thank you, Brother Minister, on behalf of everybody on this line. Thank you for all that you have done and are doing in spreading this wonderful word of Islam. Thank you, Minister. Thank you. On behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families, and we thank Allah for each and every one of you for what you do and have done in helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spread this word of Islam. On behalf of the ministers, imams, who are out here teaching this word, we thank Allah for each and every one of you. And for the last time for this year, let me say to you, teach hard, ministers, teach hard. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jamil, Sister Majida, Brother Shaheed, Brother Nasser, on behalf of each and every one of you who come on these lines and those who went out to feed our people, Remember that feeling that you got when you were feeding them. And let us continue, as Brother Ishmael said to us, let's continue to go out and do good. Do good, believers, do good. On behalf of each and every one of you, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again next year. Cue the music, Shaheed. We are
giving